WBAL and WBAL.com.
This is an opportunity for Major League Sports in general, not only the NFL, but for Major League Sports in general, to communicate that they believe that domestic violence is very serious.
That is the executive director of the Maryland Coalition Against Domestic Violence talking today about the situation involving Ravens running back Ray Rice. He was suspended today for two games by the NFL after a violent incident with his fiancée-turned-wife at an Atlantic City casino where he allegedly struck Janae Palmer. The 27-year-old Rice has been accepted into a diversion program, which upon completion could lead to the charges being expunged. WBAL's Phil Yakubuski joins us now live in studio. And Phil, I know you talked with the folks who advocate on behalf of people who are victims of domestic violence, and I'm just wondering what the general feeling was today.
Well, Mary Beth, Michael Cohen wouldn't comment directly on the case, but she did say today that the NFL and the Ravens can use this as a moment to stand up to domestic violence.
Athletes are people that folks look up to, especially young men, and I think it's an opportunity for Major League Sports to make a very serious statement that domestic violence is very serious, and they take it seriously, and that they do not believe this is acceptable behavior for young men, and that they promote, you know, healthy, respectful relationships among intimate partners. And I think this is a real opportunity to say that. And these incidences have not been confined to football. They certainly have occurred in other sports. And I think it's time for these teams and the leagues to step up and say this is not acceptable.
I also asked her today if Rice should apologize more now than he has or in a different way.
I certainly think there are opportunities for people to take responsibility for their behavior and to understand that it's not an acceptable way to treat other people. And again, we've seen a lot of incidences in among many athletes in terms of behavior that's really, really unacceptable. And we do believe that people need to take responsibility for what they do. And they need, and their fans need to see that they take responsibility for this and they take it seriously. So, you know, again, I'm not going to comment on the specifics of this case, but, we've seen a number of incidences, you know, in recent years where, you know, this would be very helpful.
And Mary Beth, no matter who you talk to, everyone has an opinion. Some say the punishment is justified. Others say it is simply not enough.
Yeah, I heard her mention the fans. I'm wondering, were you able to sample some fan reaction today?
Yeah, WBAL's Robert Lang caught up with some female fans today about that suspension. Here's what they had to say.
It's the NFL. It's not like it's the court of law given, you know, the punishment. So, I don't know. The job doesn't really punish you for...
Does it send the wrong message, though? I mean, the NFL, very image conscious. They're trying to get women as fans and everything like that.
I don't think so. I don't think your job should punish you for what you do at home.
My jersey's gone in the fire. You can't... I don't know how you can bounce back from that video. That said it a lot. No matter what the circumstances are, you don't do that to a woman.
And some, Mary Beth, say that the second video will come out eventually and we will be able to see it, but... That's one of the things.
I know people keep saying that, but yet
talked about today, whether or not the NFL even knows that it exists or has seen it or has talked to the prosecutors in the case. But this story is far from over, and you know, Mary Beth, it's still unclear how he'll be received when he comes out on the field for his first time this season. That's going to be a big question. Certainly, it may not be good on his case.
I'll be curious to see if any women wear his jersey to the first game.
Very true. All right, Mary Beth,
but
thank you.
But they are very expensive, those jerseys. Thank you, Phil.